Kia Top 7 too now. The all-new Kia Sorento has landed.
Yeah, here we go. The Kia Top 7. Number 7, Lachie Neal, was a great winner of the Brownlow.
I think the shortest prize favourite in history. Oh, I loved his speech too. He's very... he understates things. He's not a big head. I thought Lachie and his wife, brilliant last night. She stole the show with the outfit, and he stole the show with the Brownlow.
Yeah, I think I've seen some people bagging it, but what else could you do? You had little people everywhere. I thought it was...
They made the best of a pretty bad time, didn't they?
Number 6 in the Kia Top 7. Brisbane Lions have had a terrific year, and just we should listen a little bit later. We got some audio from Chris Fagan and lessons learned. I listened to him. I thought it was a really good talk after he...
Always felt they were the third best side going around. If they get Joe Danaher, it'll become the place of destination Queensland, so they won't have any problems attracting some good names up there.
Okay, number 5 in the Kia Top 7. Port Adelaide have had a terrific year. Dust yourself off, have a really good rest, forget about that game now, you can't do anything about it, and go again next year.
Yeah, Tom Jonas made the point, unfinished business. He said, we're proud of what we've done, but this is nowhere where we're going to stop. We want to go one further. I think next year is going to be their big year. As I said, when you talk about the point in time, it's absolutely 12 o'clock for Port next year, so they're going to have to make the most of that.
Kia Top 7, number 4. North Adelaide, your team, had a terrific year. They just need to back it up next year with Jacob Surgeon. Good team.
His enthusiasm is unbelievable. They play the big music on the boombox before the game, after game. Win or lose, they play it. They're a very close-knit team. They just bumped into a red-hot team on the day. That second quarter from the Eagles, we'll talk to Luke Powell about, was unbelievable.
It was great to watch. Now, the Kia Top 7, number 3. Richmond are the current super team and in line again for 3 out of 4.
I've said all year on their day, I think they're the best side going around. Now, they're going to meet a very good side too, and Geelong are hungry. They haven't been to the big dance, since 2011?
Yep.
And they missed out in so many prelims. It's going to be a great coaching feat from Chris Scott if they do, because I've one that thought he was getting them there, but not quite there. So you're going to be up there too, presenting the Jock McHale medal.
Yes. Chris Scott or Damien Hardwick, so guys that have won it before.
Last year was the worst grand final I've ever seen, and thanks for the tickets, by the way.
Yeah, that's
right. The biggest one-sided game, I think this will be an absolute beauty.
Kia Top 7, number 2, Geelong. They are a brave footy club, as I've said. Everyone's bagged them. They're brave because they keep on fronting up. Just like Woodville West Torrens, they keep on fronting up.
Yeah, they do, and they've got a couple of superstars, Selwood and Dangerfield. Hawkins have been around for a long while, Harry Taylor. But it's guys like Parfitt, Guthrie, Menegola's had a good year. Yep. Guys that haven't been the...
Yeah, Colajasny.
Colajasny doing the good stuff.
Pews at the back, they've all grown.
Yeah.
Oh,
no, I like him. As I said, I can't wait for the grand final.
Yep. Now, number 1.
Port Adelaide are not top anymore.
No, they're not.
Number 1?
No, they're not. No, they've had their little bit. They have to go again. Gee. The Kia Top 7.
Yeah, she jumped off them.
No, I did. Well, I was on it for 18 weeks. Yeah. Number 1 in the Kia Top 7 tonight, David, is the AFL. What seemed highly improbable became fact with one to go.
Become reality. Yeah, no, I agree.